Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Do you even know who the question's villains would be? Like, I guess answers, right?
Yes. Something that would make him not ask a question, if that's possible.
Riddler?
Yeah. Oh, hey. I don't think I've ever seen them two in like a comic together. At least that I've read, so...
You know, all the hero shit we've ever talked about, the comic book stuff, I've always known every character and even some weird ones out there and shit. Like,
yeah, I don't know shit about the question. how he look all fuck. I don't know. I really don't need to know. I don't care. How he got the fuck the Huntress.
I don't understand any of this, whatever. I don't get it. I don't need to get it. Yeah, I understand it. I just need him to ask questions.
Like, yeah, if you want to do like an origin story, I'm cool with that.
We should make sure it's good. But, you know, I can rock with that. But otherwise, I'm good. I just want to hear him ask questions.
Like, maybe he couldn't speak before and he finally got his voice box in or whatever shit. And now all he does is ask questions to life and shit. He's like,
it's kind of like some pseudo Bumblebee shit.
Yeah. Like, he was a child growing up. Like, how Daredevil was blind as a kid and he couldn't see shit and he had to learn his senses or whatever. Well, I want this dude to be like, he couldn't talk as a kid. So now that he can talk or whatever, all he does is ask questions. And his dad and mom, they left his ass because they got tired of these questions. They just like, oh, fuck this. Like, I'm out of here. Like, yeah.
Tired of this shit.
I don't need to ask this. And he just sat there in that room still asking questions, even though they left his ass and shit. And then like the Beyonder. Oh, wait, sorry. Wrong universe. Trying to think of who's DC. Like,
yeah, who's there? Yeah.
What's that motherfucking name?
But the Guardians.
Guardians, show up, whatever, and they tell him about the how the universe is big, and he says, what's the universe? I don't know. I gotta ask him. Then they say, fuck it, we just drop him off in Gotham. Or you can make a Batman movie where the Riddler is the villain again, and what you do is Batman's just struggling. He can't figure this out. And he's just like, I got to find someone that can help with this. And the Riddler, and he's like, I go to the question. And Batman finds out, I can't get no fucking answers out of this dude. He's making it worse, actually, whatever shit. Like, making it worse. Like, he's like, yo.
But in question's mind, he's getting closer to the truth.
Yeah. But then, like, suddenly Batman, he starts thinking about those questions, whatever. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. The puzzle now is starting to fit the pieces here and shit. Oh, man. I think I got this mystery solved or whatever. So, yeah. Do something like that, maybe. I don't know. You just got to introduce this motherfucker somehow, okay? Or, you know what? You ain't got to do Batman because we don't want to fuck that character up anymore that DC has fucked him over the years. How about you take one of his offsprings and shit? He got enough of them, goddammit, these Bat family members or whatever. So.
And this is supposed to be an established Batman in this universe, so that would make sense.
Just do it with Huntress. There you go. Is she part of that Bat family? So just throw her in
there. Or they try Batgirl again. Throw her in there.
Yeah, do that.
Nightwing. I can see that.
It's go.
Maybe even Teen Titans.
Maybe just do with what was that game that we were so excited for that fell flat like a motherfucker?
Gotham Knights.
Which popped up on my PS5 the other day, and I just looked at it and was like, oh yeah, that was a game, huh?
Yeah, that was a thing that came out.
Yeah, I have that game. I was like, oh yeah, I do have that.
Yeah, I downloaded. I never played it though.
Yeah, because you heard my review.
Yeah,
never played. Audacity to kill that man twice in that goddamn game. I was just like, oh. What a missed opportunity that game was. It really was. Could have did so much cool shit with it, whatever. Maybe you could do that into an actual
just movie.
Leave Bruce out of it, though, this time. Like, don't even.
Yeah, they could. They could do it.
Or a show or whatever the fuck you want to do. But that's, like, later down the road. And then, they can go to Bloodhaven. Get out of Gotham. Go.
That would be cool.
Bloodhaven.
That'd be a cool premise, yeah.
And they run into they got to go to the question. They got to go to the question. He's the only one that knows about this dude or whatever. I don't know who these motherfuckers' villains are, so they got to go to the question. And they leave there even more confused, and they went in there with or whatever. So they like, what the fuck, dude? And they look at the Huntress like, you used to fuck that dude? Like, what? Like,
question.
And he just follows them, too. He just follows them. Yeah, he just follows. He's like, hey, they got my curiosity. I got a question.
Pen and notepad. Taking the notes.
You gotta listen. Hey, you know what? I want to see a dating show with the question on it. Like a speed dating show, whatever shit like that.
she'll never end.
Tell me about your personality. Wait a minute now, bitch. I'm the one asking questions.
you say you got question prowess over me? Okay, okay.
Yeah. We're talking about the DC character, The Question. I showed Cody this video from Ace Vane. Ace Vane is a funny motherfucker, what he does with his talent and stuff, whatever. And I showed Cody this video of The Question just being his hero self, asking questions. I mean,
that's what he does.
Who was the creator of that character? Like, I just got to know now. Like,
I don't know. It's a good question.
Like, it really.
I did not mean to do that. God damn it.
Or wait, man, I just asked you a question, Cody. So, I want to know, like what was they thinking when they made this character? They just went, like, I got a great idea for a character.
It's a cool design and concept, actually.
Yeah.
Steve Ditko, look at that.
Well, damn. Okay. You know, yeah. I feel like the Justice League is, like, out of his realm. Like, he should have been in, like, some type of noir type shit, like Spider-Man noir type thing or whatever. Like, he should have been in something like that. They got to put him in, like, a black and white detective. Could you imagine a black and white detective suit with the question? Like,
oh, that would be the greatest thing. Oh, my God. A noir question movie or miniseries?
I don't need much. Just 5 episodes, 6 episodes, whatever.
I'll get that. Jack that shit to my veins, sir. I need that shit right now.
Oh, man.
Iteration overlay. Oh, my God. Perfect.
The next time an alien invasion happens in one of these, like, DC movies or whatever, I need the question just pop up and be like, hey, whoa. So, ain't this, like, the second alien invasion we had now? Like, what you gonna do about that now, Superman? Or I was like, I just need, like, see, this is why they need to get this, the Justice League Cadmus shit going. Because they need questioning for that.
Yeah.
They need him for this series or whatever stuff. That way, Batman ain't the only one looking crazy and shit. You know, you got to get.
Man. You know what I'm thinking, too? He would actually be perfect for a Superman movie as well. Because he can fuck with not only just Superman, Clark Kent as well. Imagine becoming some sort of semi-reporter or, like, work for hire at the Daily Planet. Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Especially if they could just introduce, because, like, some Injustice shit, like, just see that opposite side of Superman where he was doing that, and that way the question can question this Superman of, like,
right. Like, that's the only part I was lacking in that first movie was the Clark Kent stuff. It wasn't a whole lot there.
Yeah.
If you could introduce something like that, that'd be cool.
And kind of that's where the question in the anime series kind of came on around is when the whole Justice Lords or whatever came in or whatever, and, like, you know, the question was question. I'm like, are you going to kill Lex Luthor type shit and stuff like that? Like, so they need that kind of dynamic to even, I got to tell you, they need that dynamic just to take it seriously. Cause I don't know what the fuck else I would take that man seriously for. I'd be like, well, I mean, you know, he questioned some motherfuckers, right? Yeah. He should work at the Daily
Planet. Yeah,
you know, he's just,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Just, you know, just ask questions and
be a beat writer. Yeah.
I want someone to answer all his questions or whatever and just throw him off. I'm done with you then. You answering too many of my questions right now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
I'm not going to stop thinking about that shit now. Like, now I really want that now. Like, out of anything else.
That'd be great.
I want the question now. I want the question to question that goddamn lantern. And everything else about that goddamn
that show. Yeah,
I thought you was from another planet. Now,
why are you staying grounded like that, though?
So that ring is a construct, huh? Yeah,
why are you hanging your suit up, though?
I want the question to get the Green Lantern ring and just make question marks to hit your ass with. Its whole construct is just question
marks. Just question marks.
Like, he has,
why don't you do anything else? Question. Why would I need to do anything else?
Yeah, I never really cared for, like, crossovers and shit like that, like, you know, Batman versus Iron Man type deal or whatever stuff. But now, you know what? I need the question inserted into every superhero scenario ever made in life now, whatever shit.
Everything up a little bit.
I want him to sit down with Thanos and just question why he thinks his plan. You know what? I want the question to sit down with the Joker and ask him, you know.
I'm shocked he's alive at this point. Like him just pissing and annoying the fuck out of people. Does he have some sort of immortality?
I don't know a whole lot about his powers.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Yeah, so he had like some sort of like hardened skin or like some sort of regenerative powers or something
maybe
like that.
Maybe he's like Domino. He's just lucky, dude. He just.
Does he? I know he gets his ass whooped on the game. So.
Well, you just saw that clip of him like Luke.
Yeah.
Him,
his ass. Yeah. So. Ain't no way.
And you saw he almost made Superman snap. Superman was like about to shake his ass and shit. Be like, yo, what the hell? I want to see him inserted into the Dark Knight and just Joker and ask Joker to quit. Like, like the whole plan just gives up now. Joker's just like, wait a minute. Like, could you imagine if Joker would have asked him that question of the dog chasing the car?
Oh my god,
that would have fucking blew him. Like, wait,
imagine
wait a minute.
Inserting the question to the interrogation sequence. Oh man, that would be fantastic.
I want that to happen now. And I like.
Okay. So he's gonna like bust his head up against the mirror like that, huh?
Like now that we've seen the movies, now like you can parody all you want now of it. I don't care now because there's no fucking it up. The movie solidified. Right. It is in place of history, what it is, or whatever stuff. But now I need a remake of that movie with the question in it.
Him playing devil's advocate the entire movie. Question both the morality, Batman and the Joker.
You know what? Maybe that was Alfred's origin story. He becomes the question. That's why he kept fucking flip flopping every goddamn scene. And
that would make sense. Now, I'll buy into that more now. That arc, if he actually is the question.
So when you saw Robin going up that cave, there's an after credit sequence of Alfred going to a question box. gives him that authority to become the question, whatever shit. Yeah, so yeah, because Alfred was asking a lot of goddamn questions in that trilogy. So
yeah,
and some of them
he really was.
I need Bruce to just snap and be like, "Are you just questioning my question with a question now? Wait a minute." But yeah, I want to insert like question into like the whole League of Shadows and shit. I want
League of Shadows.
I want him all in this shit, whatever. So I'm like. Like, I just want them all in it now. Whatever. So like,
I love it. Don't know why, but I love it.
I want the question in that cave with Tony Stark building that suit, whatever shit. Like,
hopping universes now. Okay.
Yeah. Like,
Vim reality, I guess.
Tony Stark ain't getting out of this cave. By the way, if the question's there, the question's there, he ain't getting out of that cave. It changes the whole MCU, by the way.
Oh, so you created this with a box of scraps, huh?
Okay. Well, so how many boxes of scraps did you need to question that and make that happen? Like, I want him there. I want him back in World War II with Captain America when they're giving him that serum. So if you push that button right there, that insert that serum into him.
Okay, wait, hold on. So it turned that motherfucker red, but it turned you into some big buff motherfucker.
How the fuck
does that work?
How many of these serums did you give out to motherfuckers, by the way?
And how did that motherfucker survive a 100-foot fall with his arm fucking chopped off?
Wait a minute. Hold on, Cap. So you dove that plane.
Ultimate critic.
You dove that plane into the ice. Why didn't you just jump out that motherfucker?
You actually had better chances of jumping out the fucking plane.
Wait a minute, hold on. So you went back in time and fucked up our timeline by dancing with some chick you couldn't get over about 1,000 years ago, huh? Okay. All right. Wait. So you mean to tell me that's your chick from World War II and you fucking her niece now? Wait, hold on. Her doing what now?
That was pretty weird. Definitely question worthy. Yes.
Matter of fact, I want the question to sit in that back seat with Anthony Mackie, and he's like, "Hey, hold on now. Ain't that Peggy Carter's great granddaughter or some shit like that? Like, wait. So Steve just running through the family now? What's going on?" Spider-Man shows up. The question was like, "Wait a minute. So you like a man and a spider?" But you just crawling around and you shooting webs like a spider then, huh? Oh, if you called Ant-Man, why aren't you the size of an ant right now? I don't understand. Why don't you look like an ant?
He's mad because they don't stay consistent like him.
Yeah, That'll stop Thanos right there. And Thanos would be like, fuck it, dude. You know what? Hey, actually, it might push Thanos to even end the way. He's like, this is why I got to shred every atom. I can't make sure motherfuckers like this exist ever again. Yeah. But people, I lost track now. What the fuck are we talking about again? Oh, yeah, the question. I mean, no. It is the month of May. It is tequila month, or I should say regular ass Añejo tequila month.
Añejo month. Mm-hmm.
I knocked out of the park last week while common. I thought that was a pretty solid pour. Actually, it grew on me even the more I sipped on it.
Very nice.
I
hope we like.
Kind of shut me up, because I remember when I first sipped it, I was when it came out last year, I think it was November, I was kind of like, oh, it's all right, it's cool. But the more I sipped on it, reviewing it, you know, sitting down, thinking about it, whatever, man, it just grew on me more and more and stuff. And those Weller barrels really come through on that. So I really appreciate that. Gave that a last drop. That'd probably be the first of the last of this month. But, you know, hey, to each his own or whatever. There's a lot of new products coming out, and I think I've bought them all, except for one company I'm about to talk about right now, that goddamn Cabal. Hey, look, hey, man.
We've been trying.
I don't know when these are coming, but I keep getting told it's already there. I need two of them goddamn bottles, and I need them ASAP. I need that goddamn Hoven. I've never thought I'd go crazy for a Hoven, but when it comes in a decanter of that magnitude of beauty, I need that shit on my desk, like, immediately. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, now, this I don't want because of the decanter. I want because of that liquid inside. I need that goddamn Añejo, okay? So,
Charo action. Man. If you
can just make that happen, by the way. I just need it. So, something got posted, Cabal, about being sold out. What the fuck that mean? What that mean? No, it ain't sold out. No, it's
it would have to be posted first for it to sell out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's how that works.
Now, I'm not a stalker, so I'm kind of getting tired of having to look at these pages on Instagram every day, trying to look for it. But you turning me into a stalker, and I don't know how I feel about that. So I need to ask you a question.
question.
Yeah. When that shit coming, baby? Because daddy needs that like ASAP right now. Okay, so it's Añejo month, and I need an Añejo, goddamn it! And I don't want to just buy no regular ass shit.
That is the one. That's the bottle I'm like fumbling at the mouth for right now.
I need
that fucking bottle. Yes. So since I saw those tasting notes, I was like, oh my goodness, I need that.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even need them tasting notes. I saw that goddamn bottle.
That shit sounds crazy.
I looked at them liquid inside. I said, that shit look golden brown, baby. I need that in my life right there. Yeah, I need that in my life. I got two bottles of Añejo coming. They're Añejo single barrel, and they're Mission 1530 Añejo. I just pre-ordered this bottle, Cardenas Legacy Steel Strength. Cardenas makes some really good shit over there. Veteran-owned company. By the way, that's probably the cheapest thing I fucking pre-ordered this whole damn month. That was only $55. So, you know, $50 for a steel strength on a good tequila brand. Can't ever go wrong with that. So $50 for that. So I got those three. Oh, I just got this one. It was late last night. At Mira Loma Market, the market we were talking about. I'm finally going to go there because they had it in stock actually for pre-order because it hasn't out yet. That's that Lost Lore FTR collaboration finished in Mizunura oak chips. I need that. So I got that too as well. I got the Lost Lore pink bottle. I got that coming. I got the old pinky. And then I got, what else do I got? I got something else. Oh, the Insulino Añejo too. Single barrel, by the way, which is fucking fire, by the way. So yeah, I need all these. I got all these bottles. They're great. They're fantastic. Now, Cabal, you kind of holding out on me now. You're the only one last piece of this millennium puzzle that I need to put together here. This six-man Pokemon unit, if you will, whatever and stuff. So I'm gonna need that, because if you don't pull the trigger on that, I found something at a store in San Diego that I bought at a Cabal from them, and this was a store, a private barrel that they released 2 or 3 years ago. It was a while ago. I wasn't on the Cabal train at the time, so I didn't even know what this was. I didn't get it and anything like that. Plus, I wasn't even drinking tequila like that at the time. So, but that store, I got a Cabal in the red and blue bottle over there. They posted it. they actually have this single barrel in stock. I don't know who gave it to them or whatnot, but that black and gold, that Gold Ranger power, baby.
Look at that.
That Gold Ranger power, baby. Now, that price is kind of insane. It's a $269.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's, I was with it before that.
But I might go ahead and pull the trigger on that one of these days. Because that bottle is just...
Gorgeous bottle.
Insanely beautiful. Now, I've had the juice. We was at a Cabal event or whatever, or a little tasting, and everybody had a single barrel there. I had the juice. I remember that shit being delicious as fuck. And I remember my comment was, I think when they posted photos of it the next day, I said, how the fuck do I get a bottle? They was like, you don't. Them things are gone. I was like, oh. Wish I wouldn't have tried that shit now or whatever. So I don't know how. I just randomly was typing in Cabal, and I saw this pop up, and I was just like, man. It's basically the same, a little bit less than their extra Añejo, which is like over 300 or so, which that extra Añejo is fucking fire. But I digress. So, yeah. But I don't see anything else new except that bottle. So I just need you to kind of get on that right away. So, but other than that, it's already a great month of tequila, if you mind the stays here. And I think I've gotten them all. Like a Pokemon, like a true Pokemon master or whatever. I'm collecting them all. Cabal, you're the only one on the list, though, that just ain't, you know, happening. And as far as Lost Lore go, I know you sold out on those pink bottles, but I know you got somewhere hiding somewhere in Arizona or somewhere, and I'm going to need another one because I really regret not getting two of that Amarana cast last year, and I'm not going to make that same mistake this year. I need another one of those. So with that said... It's Cody's week here on regular ass Añejo month. What are you sipping on, my friend?
All righty. So this is my first foray into this particular brand. I've heard pretty good things about this brand, so I was always curious to try it out. So I stopped by K&L earlier this week, and I got actually one of their single barrel editions of this. This is the Arete.
Oh, Arete.
Artesano Suave Añejo.
Yeah. Arete. Yeah.
Yes, Arete.
Yeah, that was one of the first tequilas I've tried on here. That's why. So, yeah. As far as regular ass Añejos go, Arete is a good brand. It's cheap too as well.
Yeah. This was $62.99 with tax, a little few bucks short of $70.
Because you went the single barrel route. You didn't get regular ass Añejo. You just got a single barrel. Oh, yeah, because their regular Añejo is like cheaper than that.
Yeah.
So like $49 or whatever and shit.
Got the little single barrel action going on.
Cody's cheating, man. He's cheating. That not a regular ass Añejo. So if it gets praised, that means Añejo still suck then. That means they still suck. Except for this Añejo sitting right here. That's actually pretty good Añejo. So that's actually really good. But we've already talked about that months ago or years ago, I should say. I noticed even on that shelf, there's a bunch of repos and shit. I ain't got no fucking...
Yeah, it's got to step your shit up, man. Just saying.
Yeah, Arete is one of the OGs, too. Really good shit. Their private barrel, single barrels, are way more expensive, though. They're like... Because that one I had got was like $109. I think they cost like $119.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're fire, though. They're really fucking delicious.
Man. I'm getting kind of that olive oil-ish thing kind of going on. Cooked agave.
From one horse to another horse.
Yes.
Cabal to this horse.
A little vanilla underneath. Probably a little caramel action, too. Slightly, yeah, a little bit of that zest on there. Probably a little white pepper, too. A little bit.
Yeah. But that usually has a little pepper on there, so yeah. You either don't sound all that intrigued, or you're trying to pinpoint some shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to pinpoint stuff, but I'm also not crazy about the nose. If I'm being honest, like it's good, but it's nothing like mind blowing.
Yeah,
probably some herb action on it. It's a little herbaceous, probably like almost like an oregano kind of thing going on.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me ask you a question now.
Question.
Yeah, you got herbs in there, so like what kind of herbs in there? Like what
kind of herb?
Smoking that herb or what?
That legal herb.
That shit legal now. you know, we were joking before we started recording because it's legal now. That shit, drugs is cheaper than fucking alcohol.
It is, yeah. Well, let's check it there.
Yeah, drugs is way cheaper. So if you swapped over to drugs, I understand now. Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because this alcohol game, shit, them fucking, what, five bottles I've already pre-ordered and shit? That must have been like at least. Do the math here, yeah.
It costs a pretty pity, man. Shit, not cheap.
This bottle was, that was one. Hobby. You know, funny enough, I think three of them were 109. This was 107 for that Yayo Neo.
Bad boy.
107 for the Lost Lore. The 107 for the other Lost Lore. So that's already at $321. And then the Cardenas, that's 55. So we on, oh, and then I forgot the other Yayo. Yeah, we like at 400. Huh. So yeah, we have 400 fucking. Oh, shit, I forgot about that bottle. Damn, I need to go pick that up.
Hmm. Okay. This one's interesting.
Makes you wonder why they picked that barrel.
Yeah. I don't know if something's up with this barrel or if this has to open up a little bit. But this is really sharp. This is like a way too much cinnamon actually going on here. Very astringent. Almost give it like the kind of rubbing alcohol kind of thing going on. Not a whole lot going on in here, man, if I'm being quite honest.
You know, I can't really say or whatever, but as K&L barrels kind of like dropped off a little bit,
I don't know. I guess really so, because
talk about them.
I never had a quote unquote bad barrel pick from them.
It's been a minute.
They've been from fine to good, great sometimes. I think this might be the first bad one.
I've had a bad one, but it's been a minute.
Yeah,
though.
This is not good. It is so just. It's like too dry as well. And sometimes I do like dryness in my tequilas or spirits because it just leaves you wanting it more. This does not do that. Like, this is an uncomfortable kind of dryness to me.
Oh, hold on, man. I got a question.
And almost leaves like a medicinal aftertaste, too.
Oh.
This like, is not good, dude.
What tastes like cod liver oil?
Kinda, a little bit.
Oh, that's disgusting. And the reason why I know that is because I drink that shit daily, whatever. And I can tell you, it tastes like dog shit. It's horrible, dude.
Man. Yeah, this might be the worst pour I've had on the show this year.
You know what? I gotta be honest. I don't remember what we had this year. Anymore.
Yeah, this has to be at least top three, if not top five. Gotta be. This is bad.
It can't be January because we've kind of enjoyed that month. So
Yeah, I think this might be the worst one, man.
It might be the worst for then. Yeah,
this is awful. Damn.
It's.
Oh man, that aftertaste is so fucking bad. That is straight Robitussin. That is nasty. Cough syrup.
Put some water in it. Shake it up. Motussin.
Oh,
you ain't like every sip. It get worse then, huh?
Yeah, it's getting worse. I got a little bit left in my glass. I'm going to see if this round. I'll leave a little bit while I explain my thoughts.
I think my worst.
This opens up at all. Oh, God, yeah, this is getting worse, bro. Oh, no. I'm almost getting that kind of cinnamon red hot kind of thing going on, too. This is just everything I don't like.
It's going to be weird. My worst one of this year so far, because I haven't had any bad ones like Cody, is that G4 single barrel.
That's funny.
That's hilarious, actually.
Man. Ooh.
That might be the lowest rating I've given on the show, which I gave that like a 2, I think.
And this is hot in the back end, too, in the back of the throat. And usually I like that, particularly only when the pour is actually good and it warrants that heat.
Mm.
This just feels like I'm just drinking like alcohol for the sake of drinking fucking alcohol.
What's worse than the palate or the finish? Like,
I think the finish is probably the worst part of this.
It's lingering?
That lingering black licorice, cinnamon red hat kind of thing going on, medicinal, Robitussin. It's just everything, all of these off flavors that I don't like.
I'm so pro black. I convinced myself to like black licorice, even though it tastes like shit. I'm so for the cause or whatever. I eat black licorice with a stain on my head. Like,
God, dude, this is tough to drink.
I like how your camera zoomed out when you did that. It was like, hey, hold on now. It was like, hey, hold up now. Yeah, hold up.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think, like, Where is it on the level of a Dobell? Where is it on the level of that?
It's not far off, man.
Oh, because
Dobell had that terrible sweet and low shit going on. This has that medicinal black licorice cinnamon hot red. This might actually be worse.
Now, the reason why I compare it or brought it up, because I know one's a Cristalino, one's a Añejo. The reason why I did it is because they both are single barrels. So
right, and I think this finish is more potent. I think the flavors in here are more potent, which makes it worse.
Because if I'm not mistaken, on the Dobell, it was the palate that was horrible with that sweet and low, right? I don't think it was like a lingering on the finish, right? Mm-mm. Yeah. The finish, honestly, although the palate is really important, the finish
who
is...
Who the fuck picked this barrel? How did this get... I don't understand this. This is bad.
It might be new style.
Yeah, it is.
Is there a date on that bottle?
Is
that a more newer
one? Yeah, actually, there is.
Oh, shit. What's the
March
date on
19th of last year.
Might be new staff that picked that one there.
Oh, this is terrible.
That's crazy because I've had two K&L. Now, granted, one was an extra Añejo. I think the other one was a Repo. Aguardate. K&L barrels. Now, granted, I did get both of those out of the Hollywood location. Now, I don't think it makes a difference because I think the staff picks the barrels as it is or shit. But they were fantastic. Matter of fact, the first one, you can even go back on the extra Añejo. I reviewed that one on this show years ago when we first started doing a tequila thing or tequila mode, whatever it may be and stuff. That was phenomenal. I thought it was really good. This is really disappointing to hear that
very,
you
very disappointing.
Fuck up a single barrel Añejo.
This is, and I'm not even getting like any oak character in the palette either. No vanilla, nothing.
So like
and caramel sugar, nothing.
The shit we talked about with the Cabal and the G4 Añejo last year we didn't say they were god awful. We just kind of said they were
just
boring.
Just like, middle
just regular
road.
Añejo,
forgettable.
Like, regular ass Añejo type deal. So this one is just shit. Then it ain't even.
Yeah,
like,
it fucking sucks.
It ain't even an Añejo. Like it don't even taste like an Añejo.
No.
Like,
no, it doesn't actually.
Tastes like Cristalino. You might want to check that bottle again. You sure that ain't?
I'm about to say it.
Yeah, did you get tricked?
Put the wrong liquid in this motherfucker.
Yeah, man, like
this shit is. Oof, this is rough.
It say Añejo on there now, right?
Yeah.
That's I mean that right color. There. That color looks like an Añejo. I see right it. There. They use that blue for the Añejo. So yeah, I just I don't know. See what I don't like about that neither. That new bottle or that new K&L. On the extra Añejo one I had, they had it handwritten on the bottle and shit. It was like the old school, like written on there,
nice
telling you the barrel stuff. Yeah,
shit. That
shit just slapped a K&L sticker and shit like every other goddamn store. It's like, oh, that's all y'all did? Damn.
That's what they did, yeah.
They probably said. They let their hands be known, whatever and shit. You know what? Next time you go to K&L, you should say, hey, who picked that Arete barrel pick over there?
I will ask that question.
Yeah, and then be like, oh, okay, what's your name? All right. Which one? What other ones did you pick around here? Yeah. Oh, cool. Then when you leave, I know not to buy that shit now, motherfucker.
Good Lord.
Damn. All right. Yeah. K&L, huh? They. You switching back to Beppo?
Good. Man, my choices are quite limited because there's not a whole lot of great stores out here in the greater Los Angeles area.
It really isn't.
That's for whatever fucking reason. It doesn't even make any sense. Fuck ton more stores out here. That's good shit. But
well, it's crazy because I go more to Orange County to get my shit.
Right. Orange County, that's the place to be.
If I go to anything in LA, it'd be Azusa, which is fucking far. LA.
Borderline. That's barely LA.
Yeah, it's barely LA, really? Whatever. Like it's past Pasadena and shit. So you really gotta go out of your way to get a good bottle shop in LA. Like I'm trying to think of especially in Culver City, like hey.
Yeah, West LA area, there's nothing, dude. We barely got shit.
Oh, West LA got Frank's on Santa Monica Boulevard. That
piece fuck that store.
Yeah, that piece of shit store, whatever. That goddamn.
It don't count.
Yeah. I've never seen a cabinet with dust in it. I was like, wait a minute, how'd that dust get in there? That shit been there that goddamn long, huh? Okay.
Starting dumbass prices.
I'm trying to think. What are the stores in West LA?
Nothing. Hey, you should have West LA. You got to drive out to like Torrance and South Bay and all that.
Yeah. You got to go to South Bay or whatever. And shit. Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah.
We shit in LA.
Because the first court will be Redondo. And then, damn, you got to come to Long Beach after that.
Yeah.
And then you got to go Orange County, which I can name four good stores right off the bat right now.
Oh, yeah.
SoCal Wine and Spirits in Orange, High Proof in Fullerton, Corked in Buena Park, where we get most of our cabal shit from. So trying to think of another one I go to over there. Well, I can't think of it, but whatever. It's more stores, I can tell you that, than there.
Yes.
LA, I think I hear East LA Ramirez Liquor, but I ain't never been in there. So, but damn, you know what used to be good too in West LA? Wine House. Used to get some good shit out of there back in the day.
Wine House.
Not so much no more. Yeah. Like, I was, before COVID hit, I had got a Stag Junior out of that fucking place for like 69.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, you ain't.
Yeah, that was 7 years ago, but that was a whole nother world, man.
It was literally like, actually, it wasn't even 20, it was 2020. It was like right before, because I remember I was going to a wedding the next day. That was like literally right before COVID had hit or whatever. So it was like 2020, yeah. So you ain't finding that type of shit now. Nah. You'll find like the regular stuff on there. But yeah, I guess you don't really have a lot of fucking albums. You really got to fucking go far to get you some.
As far as bottle shops go, it fucking sucks out here. Barren Wasteland, Tumbleweeds.
Damn. You got me wanting to do some homework now. I kind of want to like look for one now out there, like, because like that's it's kind of much needed.
If you find one, please let me know.
It really is much needed over there because if you from this area, people, you've probably been to West LA more than once in 1 week. So trying to think, Santa Monica, I can tell you don't have shit. I can tell you that right now. They don't have a goddamn thing. Yeah,
shit. No, nothing in West LA, man. Nothing.
I'm sure if there is something, it's probably on Pico. But you'd have to drive the whole fucking street up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it used to be good back in the day until they turned their prices and shit was Beverage Warehouse. I fucking hate that store.
Beverage Warehouse was cool, but yeah, they got some fucky prices going on now. So
yeah, they quickly turned into the El Cerrito.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that's a great comparison, actually.
They turned into El Cerrito like real quick, whatever, and they knew that they could get bottles that they were overcharging to as well. Like, that was the first time I saw, like, because I remember telling Cody back in the day before he got into whiskey, like, you get barrel picks and shit way cheaper than the regular bottle and stuff. That was the first store I saw where barrel picks were higher than the regular bottles. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh. I was like, you know, that's when you take a chance on the shit, whatever, stuff like that. You don't know if this shit's good or not, whatever. So, you know, you paying that low price on it, it's great. But now, you know, that high premium now, you're like, I don't want to see that and stuff. If you wanted to get champagne, I'd recommend Beverage Warehouse. But other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, the prices just don't make any sense. I'm good.
I guess Mission Liquor, they're somewhat good for tequila. Their whiskey is, I wouldn't get whiskey there at all.
Even then, that's like.
That's dry. That's Pasadena.
Yeah, that's Pasadena, yeah. So.
And the Pasadena in Glendale, is it? Is that the location? I think it's Glendale, yeah, Burbank, or something like that. Yeah.
48-ish minutes.
Remedy used to be.
Yeah, well, no, that went.
Yeah, we don't fuck with that. Plus, that's even further. That's even way further. So yeah, I don't think there's anything on that Beach Harbor front, whatever, which was crazy because you think that you would open up something right there, some little late nighter, you know? Because on this side of town where I'm at, whatever, Beach City's got all kinds of shops and shit. Damn, my boy even told JB just got a bunch of Wellers in and shit too.
Yeah.
That's quite a drive for you. That drive to Culver City to Long Beach, that shit feels longer now. I don't know how that happened.
That's a drive, man.
It feels
a fucking drive.
Way longer now.
It should only be 20 minutes, but
yeah,
it never works out that way.
Oh, dude, when I first started that Sony, dude, and I was little, man, I used to get there like in 25 minutes and shit back in 2000. Like now, like you get down that way. I think when we left for down there, that shit took me 38 minutes. I was like, what the fuck?
I was going to say, usually like around 45 minutes. Give or take.
Yeah. And it's just like, I'm not going to Century City. Shit. Fuck. What's the fuck going on here?
That's crazy, man.
I can't think of any liquor store for you. Hey, you know, while you talking about your bottle, dude, I'm going to Google some shit. You need something, Cody. You need something.
Yes, I do. Because this shit right here, sip my last sip right here.
Maybe it got better while we talked a little bit, you know? No. It didn't.
Nah, it's so bad. Oh, God. Ooh, man, the way that the aftertaste just creeps on you slowly with that huge astringent alcohol backbone to it, that is easily the worst finish of this year for me. Yeah, this is awful. Yeah, other than the nose, which is fine. This has been an awful experience for me.
I said awful experience.
Food and this shit, because I'm not drinking this shit anymore. So we'll see what I do with this. Yeah, I don't know. I did nothing but off flavors in this. It's hot ass, overly red hot cinnamon thing going on. The Robitussin, the medicinal flavors. And I'm not getting much oak. I'm not getting any vanilla. I'm not getting any oak at all. Not much. Not any. No vanilla, no carob, nothing. Nothing from the barrel. No barrel influence in here. It's just a lot of just harshness. And that high alcohol character with that backbone, dude. And it just leaves the tongue so dry. It is just an unpleasant experience top to bottom. You could definitely keep this motherfucker. Please just turn the opposite direction if you see this. Don't touch. Stay far the fuck away.
How much did you pay for that again?
62 plus tax. So
that's too much goddamn money.
Yeah, way too much money.
That's too much goddamn money.
I fucked
money.
Up on this one. I gambled, so it is what it is.
Yeah. You would have saved $20 on that regular Anejo, dog.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I did find something for you, dude.
You'll what's that?
Yeah. Okay. Now, you know, you may not have no good stores, Cody.
Here we go. I like that look on your face.
But you got that distillery out there, Cody.
This fucking
you
guy.
That, you got that distillery, dude. And guess what? They got a store.
Oh, God.
Whiskey store, dog. You got to go check that out.
Kiss my ass.
You know, it's funny. You do got a lot of stores in Culver City. They all closed down, unclaimed, and they ain't got shit.
Nope.
Funny. I love that the first
options are few and far between, my friend, out here. And I don't know why.
Honestly, it looked like this grocery store got the most shit. And that's Super King Market in there in Culver City.
Mm.
They look like they, I mean, Hillcrest Liquors is over there. That's on Venice Boulevard. I mean, yeah, it's Culver City though, but
yeah, that place is okay.
Yeah, okay. You ain't got shit, dog. I'm sorry.
Nah, I got nothing.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, maybe I find. No, they ain't got shit neither. Okay. Yeah.
My best bet. Sometimes I'll look out of Whole Foods or something, but that's about it. That's like luck of the draw.
Damn, what liquor god you piss off?
Seriously.
Damn.
Like, fuck, I didn't deserve this.
Yeah, what you do? I'm really looking at a map here. I ain't a goddamn thing.
Yeah, nothing.
It's horrible. Like,
the greater West Los Angeles area, they ain't a fucking thing.
Ah, damn. These shits look run down and
right, it's a ghost town.
I might have to tell Wes. Talk to Wes real quick and be like, you plan to open up another court somewhere?
I was like, West LA court? Oh my God, I'll be there every fucking week.
Yeah, because like, god damn, dude, like it's starving over there right now. Like they hungry. Like, you know,
it would be a wrap. West, oh my god, be the greatest thing ever. Cork West LA.
What was this? Vena Market Liquor. There was one store actually I went to during COVID that was over there. And they had some good bottles, but they had fuck you prices or whatever and shit. Cause I remember when that Weller single barrel came out, I was told by a tip that they had it in stock. And sure enough, they did, but they were hiding it and stuff like that. And the guy was just like, wouldn't sell it to me. He was just like, yeah, I got to wait till the manager prices them. And I just told him, like, I just said this. I was like, I'll give you $100 for one right now. That bottle's not worth $100. It's only like $60 retail or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'll give you $100 right now on it, dude. He's like, oh man, really? You'd pay that? He's like, oh. He's like, how about this, man? I'll hold one for you. I'll give you the first call. Manager's going to be here later tonight to put prices on. He calls me. Guy tells me, hey dude, if you still wanted it, manager gave me the price. He said it's only about $9.50. I said, $9.50. He said, No. He laughed. He was like, $950. I said, I hung up on his ass.
What the fuck?
You fucking crazy, dude. Like, okay. How did you go from a $60 retail price to just like we gonna crack that up by $900 or whatever and shit? Yeah,
that's
like
insane.
So, and by the way, that bottle's not even good neither. So it's just like, oh shit. I remember they had some Colonel Taylors there though, but that was like when you just didn't fuck with Colonel. Like their prices was just like, yeah, I ain't touching none of this shit like at all. Or, damn, you really do need to cork over this motherfucker. All these stores and ain't a goddamn thing. Like, holy.
I need a store, bro. It is barren out here. That shit's frustrating.
You should see all these 1.5 these motherfuckers got over here. Like, god damn, the rating scale.
I just get puzzled every time I think about it. That's why I try not to think about it. I was like, what the fuck?
Have you ever been to Big Seven Liquor?
It's fine. It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm looking at some, bro. They got fuck you, bro. It looked like the
Beer selection is good though. We have good prices there. I'll give them that. But as far as like spirits go, nah.
Hell, their tequila selection is horrible too. By the way, that was a year ago too. Dude, what the fuck? Yeah, they got a lot of Mandala. If you ever want to get one of those, though.
Hell no.
There's a lot of Mandala, dude. You can get you some Mandala Reposado. I know you enjoyed that one the most.
Hell no.
Yeah, you can get that. Why is the Lalo sitting next to fucking Don Julio in 1800?
That's disrespectful.
It really is. It's really disrespectful. So, yeah. I don't like how this shelf is organized. I got to tell you. Yeah. It's actually really pissing me off, whatever. Like, why?
I always hate how people try to couple Don Julio with the non-additive tequila.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, stop that shit.
Please stop, because it's insulting. Yeah. It's embarrassing, too, first of all. Like,
it's misleading the people who don't know any better.
Like, yeah, it's right under the fucking Teremana and fucking Casamigos and Patron and shit like that.
Lobos, son of bullshit.
Like, just stop it, dude. Like, why is Lalo right there? Like, that's insulting to shit. Like, I guess you could say it's the best fucking bottle of that whole lineup right there. I mean, mm-hmm. Probably the cheapest, too, to be honest. I saw some Casamigo prices the other day, and I said, who the fuck's paying that? So I was like, who the fuck is paying that? Speaking of, before we get out of here, Patron, I don't know if you saw, but Patron released a new additive-free bottle called Patron 100.
I did not see this.
Yeah, it's cheap, too. You can get it at Total Wine for like $50, I think, or whatever and stuff.
Hmm.
I wasn't gonna pull the trigger. I know Patron has like some other higher end bottles that are actually pretty solid and stuff like that, but I'm like weary when it comes to Patron because I shouldn't say weary. Patron to me, they have like a back and forth type of thing. They know that they release additive tequila and stuff, but every now and then they'll drop something where it's additive free and it's a little bit more quality, but it's just so far and few between that it makes you kind of just forget about the brand itself, whatever and shit. Whereas, like, so I do appreciate, and Ricky was the one that put me on game when it came to Patron and stuff like that, because they have their other bottles and stuff like that. But Patron 100 people, it's 100 proof too as well. That's why it's called Patron 100. But yeah, you could get it at I was thinking of buying a bottle too as well to just review for the show here. I don't know. Let me see if I could find it, because I saw that Total Wine. The reviews came out. They were pretty positive on it. People were actually enjoying it and stuff like that. Oh, even cheaper. It's $40 at Total Wine. I love those kind of prices. But yeah, $43.99. It was in stock too, because I don't think a lot of people know about it because, you know, obviously it's Patron or whatever. Yeah. Looks like that though.
Okay. Nice bottle.
So yeah, actually it is nice. I like that like faded yellow, white, off-white yellow color and shit like that. But yeah. Reviews been coming in on it and it's been pretty positive so far. Maybe I'll grab a bottle. $43, can't go wrong with that.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, so you might get a review of that later, because I hear it's got like a lot of flavor notes and stuff like that. And I'll buy a Patron miniature and do a side by side comparison and be like,
see, that's still my association with Patron. Those terrible fucking shots that make me throw up on. More than one occasion, I can tell you.
I think it later got replaced with Don Julio. Then Don Julio got replaced with Casamigos, and then Teremana, whichever came first and shit. And then Casamigos. What's the new bullshit tequila now?
Like throw 818 on there.
I was about to say 818 or some shit like that. I think they all kind of blended into one now.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah, yeah.
I think Don Julio still kind of owns the crown on it. That's like the
premium additive brand. That's like the Blue Moon of the macro.
Yeah, because I notice a lot of people that don't drink real tequila, they drink that one the most. I think that one tastes like dog shit too. So yeah, I'm just not a fan. But there was another Patron bottle. That was one Ricky and me had, but that was pretty solid as hell. So there's some good Patron bottles out there. You just got to kind of look for them, because, you know, obviously the real tequila drinkers are going to be like drinking that shit up. And I reviewed one on this show, and Yoon told me this one is really fucking good. I've heard a few people tell me this one is really good. It used to be cheaper. It's gone up in price, whatever, but the Patron Platinum. Man, it's a real crystal, too.
No shit.
Yeah, Yoon told me he had it years ago. He was just like, I hate tequila and hate Patron, but he's like, that one was really fucking solid. And he was like, because I think we saw it for like $89 or whatever, and he was just like, for that price, dude, you should get it. And I was just like, why? He was just like, dude, he was like, trust me on that. And I was like, all right. But I never pulled the trigger on it and shit because I probably was buying something else way more expensive and shit. But I'm trying to find that other. Oh, yeah. The one, this one's solid too. The one that was the one me and Ricky tried. The one is Asian Sherry Cask. Yeah. Nice. So there's some good ones out there. You just kind of hunt for them. When you start getting into this shit, that's when you got to be like, yeah, no, thank you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. That looks like, that. And then, you know, you get into, you know, that shit, you know, the silver and stuff like that. But, I never seen this one. Damn, that's a nice looking bottle, though.
Yeah, it's a very nice bottle.
Okay. So, oh, there you go. The three assholes of death. There you go. Yeah, that lineup right there. That right there. Yeah, that whatever the fuck kind of Blanco, all that bullshit. But yeah, I'm gonna try. Maybe I'll go grab that that 100 there and probably review that for a tequila week and see what it is. I recommend it probably because right now, shit, damn, it's kind of got a high rating on Agave Matchmaker. It's got a 49 reviews. It's got a 4.5. Out of five.
Wow.
Damn. Impressive. That is pretty good. A lot of people brought up that it had a lot of cooked agave on it. Really strong. I was watching some reviews on it just to see and stuff. And I was like, all right, maybe I'll get in on that or whatever and stuff. But a lot of the reviews were ranging
Patron
in
there. Might be on to something.
It was on the 80 range. And they do this every, like I said, every blue moon or whatever. So it was like every decade or some shit. They like when Nas used to release an album. It's every few years or some shit like that or whatever and stuff. So. But a lot of people was putting in the high 80s on their ratings. They were giving like 88s out of 100 scores and shit. So they said it had a lot of minerality and a cooked agave and stuff. So I might go grab that. $40. Can't beat it. Good tequila week right there. Yeah. So, and also to talk about a brand positivity for once or whatever, then that is shitting on it. Cause like I said, Patron does do this occasionally. It's not very rare that they do, or it is very rare when they do it. So, might as well go ahead and get on it. I wonder if you can get it at Costco for $30. That'd be even better.
It's possible. Yeah.
Costco slangs them fucking things for the holidays like crazy and shit. So yeah, maybe I'll go look for it there then, whatever. Cause any way I can to save a little few bucks or whatever and stuff. So yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But $40, can't beat it. If you want a high proof, a semi high proof Blanco, if you will, with a brand that, has the whether good or bad recognition of a Patron, then yeah, highly recommend it. Damn, this dude gave it a 93.
Shit.
Oh. So yeah, people was liking it. I think the worst review I saw on it was like a 70. That's still positive as hell. So check it out, people. Patron 100. The first thing a lot of the reviews were saying was this shit took me by surprise. Wasn't expecting it. So and if I'm not mistaken, this one has influencer info on it too. Like an influencer, it was the one that was, but I can't remember. When I review the bottle, I'll get all my details and shit and check or whatever and stuff, but I don't have all the information on it right now, but I think it was like heavily influencer level release type thing. So, which is also positive because influencers don't know a fucking thing about spirits. So, Cody, you gave that a last drop, right?
No, I just can keep this motherfucker all day, any day of the week.
You said such glowing things about it, so I just assumed.
Yes, glowing.
Just can I ask you a question?
For that. Oh, please do.
So you going to drink that again or what?
No.
Oh, okay. Can I ask a question, Cody?
Go ahead.
Oh, what are you going to do with that liquid then?
I have no idea. Probably a drain pour. I'll see.
Too bad animals couldn't drink liquor.
Yeah, I'll totally repurpose this. I don't want it to go to waste per se, but I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with it.
I wouldn't put that in food. It might.
That's what I'm saying. I was going to cook with it, but it might. Nah, I'm good. I'm not going to do any good things to the food.
Give it to the neighbor. Hey, neighbor. Welcome to the neighborhood. I'm giving
you. This might be a little re-gift sort of thing. Maybe somebody else would enjoy this bullshit because I'm sure as hell don't.
Yeah. Well, hey, come back to it in a week from now. Maybe you'll like it.
Yeah. Shit can be an afterthought at that point.
It would have to do a lot of that shit would have to air out so many ways.
Yeah. Become a whole new goddamn poor.
Yeah, I'm about to say. So well, people, next week we're continuing this Anejo month with regular ass Anejo month.
Fascinating month, I must say, already.
Yeah, you got a last drop and keep
Yeah, so we'll see how the rest of this month pans out.
Hey, man, we 50-50 right now, though.
Yeah, that we are. 50-50 as it gets.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, yeah. The batting average for a regular-ass Anejos ain't looking too well right now. And, but, hey, you know, that's you know, it's always even more insulting when it's a single barrel, because that means someone picked this motherfucker.
Somewhere I actually tasted this shit and been like, yeah, they make bottles of this and sell it to the masses. What? This is your best expression of a fucking Anejo? This, okay. I wonder what those other barrels taste like if this was supposedly the best one. I don't want to know what that shit tastes like.
You should try them all then.
Hell no, not me.
Matter of fact, you should go back to K&L, take your photo of your barrel, make
hell
sure
no.
which barrel yours says, and then read the other one, see if it's different barrels. That way you can get good. It. You sure?
I would not be getting if it's on the level of this. Fuck no.
Oh, dude, you got to experiment sometimes. You know.
Yeah, I've done enough experiment with this shit. I can tell you that.
So right now,
Arete, I'm good for right now. I'm good for a while.
So it's your number one worst of list is this single barrel.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
You know what's top. Crazy is because Arete has such a great fucking profile, and that profile sounds nothing like Arete.
No. Hell no. This is fucking awful. I don't know what the fuck this is.
That must have been like the last barrel in Carol Lake. K&L just said, ah, fuck it, it's a discount.
That's what it feels like. Yeah. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like a fucking barrel. Like, whatever.
Yeah, we can just go ahead and get that, sell it,
put it on. Yeah, slap that sticker on there. They'll think that shit is good. They'll pay for it. Once they popped out, you can't return it. So
it was so bad that even Costco was like, we don't want that shit. Dude, you keep that motherfucker over there. No, hell.
Put Kirkland name on that. What the fuck?
Yeah, how dare you, sir? I will not put Kirkland tequila on that. So I don't want to ruin Kirkland's good name right now. Yeah.
The great Kirkland legacy.
I need to see the question with the great Kirkland or whatever. Ask him questions.
Yeah.
Or you opened a store up, huh? You selling things out of that store or whatever?
Oh, shit.
Why they make him sound like that dude from Get Out, the father from Get Out or whatever shit. So that thing right there.
That thing.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. So you won't be drinking that thing anymore then?
Hell no.
Yeah.
That'd be part of my system. Tell you that.
Well, at least you got a nice sticker on the bottle.
Fuck that sticker.
Sticker. And on that note then, folks, that's what we'll with that said. Oh man, that sticker red. Right? It's all right. Well,
this whole goddamn bottle, man. Everything about it. I just hate it. Oh. I hate everything about it.
To each his own then, I guess, right?
Fucking furious.
Well, with that said, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, with a question, livers. I'm gonna switch that to a question. Whatever. Right, hold on now. Wait a minute. Your liver will never be the same, man. Right.
And glasses would ever be dry? I think.
At least your glass won't be dry.
No, I shouldn't be dry to this. Rinse this shit out.